They said that they had only deported two flights and that those flights had left before the judge's order. And they said that because the judge did not put in writing that he was ordering the two planes that were in the air on their way to El Salvador to turn around, that they were not holding to his order, despite the basic norm in courts that anytime a judge delivers an oral order, it is also fact of law. They also continued to argue that even if the judge's order was written that these planes had to turn around, that Donald Trump had enough authority to order these military planes to land in El Salvador, regardless of the judge's order.
Now, how did the judge react to these arguments?
He did not take well to it, and he chastised the government for, A, not listening to those written orders, saying, you're saying that you felt you could disregard my order because it wasn't written, at one point getting contentious with the Department of Justice lawyer who was arguing on behalf of the Trump administration, but also got frustrated because when he asked for more facts in the case, as in how many more people were going to be deported, how many people were on each plane, at what time did these planes actually land, the government attorney did not give any answers. And so by tomorrow at noon, the government was ordered to turn over a bunch of these answers in a sealed format. The government claimed that because of national security concerns, they did not want to talk about that in court and on a public phone line that the public could listen to the hearing on.
Now, the ACLU has been involved in some of these legal proceedings. Any word from them in this court hearing today?
Yeah, they said and agreed with the judge, basically chastising their counterparts across the aisle by saying the order was clear, the order was immediate, and that the plane should have been turned around, in addition to basically claiming that there's no proof that all of the 150-plus people who are allegedly Tren Dereagua gang members were actually gang members. It was not proven in an immigration court or court of law, they claimed. They also claimed that they have the authority in a press conference afterwards to potentially sue to bring these people back to the United States to be held there because they believe that El Salvador, because it's getting paid by the United States to hold these people at a supermax prison there, are basically a private contractor in a private prison, that they're not actually working as an official government entity in this case.
What about bringing them back? Is that possible under this order, or are we in some sort of legal limbo here?
I think we're in legal limbo, but Chief Judge Boasberg, who oversaw this case and was pretty striking in his criticism of the government, he said that they're basically, once these people were in the hands of any other government, whether it's Honduras, El Salvador, anywhere in South America, that he basically has no jurisdiction to bring them back. So there's already clearly some divide there that this judge would have to be swayed. But in addition to that, the ACLU voiced concerns for its clients in this case, who claim that they might not even make it alive out of these prisons or potentially get lost in the El Salvadoran prison system because there's no real way to track, at least they claim, exactly what happens to these people and to ensure their safety and that they're treated with American due process rights and not that of El Salvador.